coffee
yes.
seems to be the big drink of choice, and yet you choose chocolate. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I'm not a coffee drinker. You know, you always do your passion, but it has been in four generations. Our ancestors were using cacao as money. So it's always been an intrigue for me. You know, since I'm not a coffee drinker, chocolate was for me the way of going.
How does this come about? I mean, you had been already established in New York. To Japan, how did that happen?
Well, I'll tell you, in New York, I remember a Japanese newspaper coming to my store. They wanted to feature my chocolate in their newspaper. So then I started getting a lot of Japanese, and my brand started getting to be known among the Japanese community here. And one of the jobs that I did when I had a catering was a Japanese man who owned an advertising company. He actually was the one that introduced me to my partner. He's the one that came along and said, there's this company that is looking for a good brand to come to Japan.
And here you are. You go to visit and you check out the place.
Yes.
Tell me, what is the store like in Japan?
Okay, Kyoto is a city that is, you can find all the way Japan used to be, with all these Japanese buildings. They have the patio in the front, and then you go to the back for the store. So you have to go through little hallways to go into the store. They have kept all the tradition in the aesthetics of food. You know, companies there have lasted 100, 200 years old. Okay, we want my brand to last 100 years, 200 years if possible. And we wanted to partner with a city that has that tradition.
How did being a woman help you in opening a business in a foreign country?
Well, my approach to problem solving is different, for example. But being a woman has never something that I think would hold me back to open a business in a foreign country. You know, in Japan, there's a lot of women-owned businesses. So I really didn't feel that would be a problem. You know, my partner in Japan is a woman, too. And we almost daily, we talk. Of course, we talk about the business, but we have developed a friendship. And we are really partners because we are focused, both of us, to bring Maribel worldwide.
Tell us about the chocolate itself. What makes it special?
After doing research, I found that Latin America, it has some of the best qualities in cacao. What I wanted to introduce also to the people, they were not really familiar with single origins, different origins, and different flavors of cacao. That's when I started concentrating on introducing different origins and have people taste the different tastes of cacao. You know, when I started my hot chocolate, I'm still bringing my cacao from Latin America, from Ecuador.